Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Slice of Life. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us yet again this Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday from 10:30 to 11, and we always have a variety of topics in our lifestyle radio show. So happy to welcome Marty Pecoraro to our airwaves for the first time. And you've probably heard the commercials for Marty's Place. It's a family dealership down on Niagara Street, Riverfront Auto Sales. And Marty, welcome. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about it. I love your commercials. I've heard them over the years, all the way back from Mama Pecoraro to you, your son, your grandson. Truly a family dynamic here. Tell us kind of the concept behind Riverfront Auto Sales and how your family kind of plays into all of that.
Well, I'll try to give you the short version. Okay. My grandfather actually was in the service end of the business back in the late 20s. Then my father had the service station on Niagara Street, and I worked for my father as a little boy at the gas station, the service end. We started selling cars actually when I got out of high school back in the 70s. And then my son joined after my dad passed away. We bought the place right down the street on Niagara Street. My son's been with me now. My grandson's there. So we've been, you know, on Niagara Street for a long, long time. And it's a family-owned business, and we're pretty proud of it.
Four generations of the Pecoraro family. And I think, you know, Marty, in the Western New York area, there's a lot to be said for people who like to patronize family-run businesses and stay with local owners and independent businesses. Do you get that dynamic as well?
Yeah, and it's pretty rewarding to me too, Brenda. You know, I've seen over the years, because I've been at this location for almost 45 years now myself, so I've seen people come in with their kids when they're babies, and now their babies are coming in buying cars with their babies, and now their babies are almost ready to buy another car. So it's pretty rewarding to see our repeat customers coming back and to get cars from us.
Absolutely, and that obviously speaks well of your company too, because people trust you, they come back generation after generation. So kudos to you. It's not easy to
Thank
run
you.
A business, especially in New York State.
Right.
Now, you sell a lot of outstanding pre-owned vehicles, many of which come from the South, right? So the obvious advantage in my mind is that there's no rust damage or the harsh winter damage. What kind of cars do you sell in vehicles, Marty?
Well,
it's not just automobiles,
well, I
right?
do a lot of that in the wintertime. It seems like that's when I get my best deals in the wintertime. Plus, I get to go get out of Buffalo in the winter. So
good move.
There's another little perk to it. But I find that the variety, you know, the sports cars, the convertibles that I could buy in the off season in the winter are, and there's so many of them down south versus what they are here in Buffalo. And, you know, quite honestly, people seem to take better care of the cars. The roads are in better shape. Not only just the sports cars, but all the SUVs and pickup trucks, they rust so bad here just after a couple winters of the salt really take their toll on the vehicle. So it's pretty nice. These cars are hardly dusty, let alone rusty. I mean, the brake lines, it's just amazing when my guys get in the shop and they say, wow, everything comes apart. Everything is such, in great shape. Makes
a
big difference.
Right. And what do people look for? I know you have a lot of high quality vehicles, everything from Lexus, Porsche, Beamers, Acuras. My friend Mark Walter drives a beautiful Cadillac SUV. What kind of things do you look for?
You know, I look for a car that's been taken care of and maintained. Those are the signs that I like to buy cars with original paint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the tires, I look at the interior. You know, if the guy took care of the outside, chances are he took care of the inside. So I like to feel, you know, I could get a good feel within 10 or 15 seconds of just really looking at a car and saying, wow, this car has, you know, really been taken care of. And that's what I look for. I like to see well cared for cars.
Well, it's like you have an instinct for that, a sixth sense, I would say, right? And so does your son as that develops?
Yeah, you know, after 45 years, I better know what the heck I'm doing, or I better get out of the business. And my son actually, he's not been in as long as I have, but he's actually a better car guy than I am. I mean, he had a good teacher, though. I might plug myself
for
that.
Absolutely.
But
chip off the old block.
He's honestly got a good feel, too. Same thing. He really knows how to look at a car and tell the difference of, you know, how the tires are worn and mm-hmm. things like that are just kind of things that most people don't look at that we kind of look for to see if the car's a good car.
Makes perfect sense. We're talking with Marty Pecoraro Sr., who is the owner of Riverfront Auto Sales. You've probably passed our Riverfront. It's at 1379 Niagara Street, in case you're punching it into your GPS, right near downtown Buffalo, of course. And the number to call if you're looking to talk to Marty or his staff about a vehicle, 886-1626, 886-1626. 26 Riverfront Auto Sales on Niagara Street in downtown Buffalo. You can't miss it. In that area, Marty, you know, with some of the other buildings that have come up, the lofts, the restaurants, a real renaissance in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. A big, big resurgence going on. I'm glad to see it because, like I said, I've been there for over 40 years. So I've gone through the tough times.
Yes.
And now it's amazing to see all the new things that are popping up. It's really, really exciting.
I always say I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, but to see Buffalo come back and, you know, a lot of these things have finally come to fruition. It's an exciting time to
be awesome.
In Western New York.
Yes. It's absolutely awesome.
And one of the other things that's new in your business too, you know, because everybody's lives are so darn hectic. It seems like we're all time starved and multitasking. You are offering at Riverfront a concierge service. How does that work when it comes to vehicles?
Well, you know, right on our website, we have a thing. It says, order my car. It's kind of like ordering a new car, but you order a used car. You know, nowadays, who's got time to go around from lot to lot just to get disappointed and kind of get shoved into a car that they really didn't want to buy? They come in looking to buy a van, and they walk out with a sports car or vice versa. So we could actually hone in year, make, model, colors, options, things that are important to that specific customer, give them condition reports, detailed pictures, and they know exactly how much it's going to be. And it gets, I can have the car gets delivered right to their house.
Oh, great. Or their place of employment, whatever.
Exactly. Everything's done through the internet, just like everything else nowadays. Grocery deliveries and, you know, pickups, everything's done. So
yeah,
things are changing. We're trying to stay with the changes.
It really does make life easier because people are busy. And as you point out, you know, groceries, restaurant food, even ride sharing. I really give you credit for thinking ahead like that, for being progressive and knowing that vehicles probably make a lot of sense too when it comes to concierge service. Do you offer something like that with other services? For example, do you do any oil changes or any sort of mechanical work? Or are you strictly a place to buy and sell, trade a vehicle?
We service what we sell. We don't really service too much off the street. We kind of want to cater to our customers, so because we don't want our customers to have to wait for an appointment when they bought a car from us. So we service what we sell, all year makes and models. So it makes it so if the person does need service, you know, regular maintenance, we could do it all in-house.
And easy enough to find, as you mentioned. It's right on your homepage.
Right.
At Riverfront. You just simply click on Order My Car button. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of vehicles, how is inventory these days?
It's been tough. You know, I got to be honest with you, especially now this time of summer, it's tough for me. I'm not going down south. So we're offering people to bring their cars to us. If they're even thinking about selling their car, or even if they want to trade in and they really want to buy a new car, and before you trade it in, come and call us or bring it down. You'd be surprised how much we're paying. We're paying well over Kelley Blue Book value for the cars, and some people have a better negotiating power going in with cash versus having a trade in. So if you're thinking about selling a car, we'd love to see it and be able to buy it from you.
And I have to tell you, Marty, I'd like to think that I can, you know, read about things and research. But as a female, I always feel like I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage when I walk into a dealership. I still feel there might be that, you know, do you really know what you're talking about? Are you trying to take me for a ride? No pun intended.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it happens. It definitely happens. I see it all the time where people go somewhere and they say, geez, I was just at XYZ dealer. He told me he's only going to give me $6,000. We don't ask you what you want. We have you bring the car in. Then we have documentation. We use NADA, we use Kelley Blue Book, we use a lot of tools that will give you a fair and true number, where most guys or most women or anybody goes into a dealership, a guy just comes out and has a piece of paper and says, okay, we're going to give you $7,000 for the car. They bring it to us and find out we're going to give them $8,000, $9,000, or $10,000 for that same car.
The other thing, too, you're offering something that I've heard advertised on GR and BEN on some of your commercials. It's a $500 gas card. Who doesn't love that? Because, you know, as you know, this week at least, the prices are going back up. How does the $500 gas card work?
Anybody comes in, they just mentioned WBEN. They mentioned they can mention this show, WGR, and we will give them the $500 gas card, and it helps. You know, $500 is $500. It's, you know, especially with gas getting close to $3 a gallon, it can help.
So if I tell you I heard it on BEN and GR, I get a $1,000 gas card?
No, only one offer.
Doesn't work that way,
no.
Huh? Before our time is up, Marty, again, if you could just reiterate where you're located and, you know, why you think it's a good idea for people to buy pre-owned.
Well, we're right on Niagara Street at 1379. We're on between Delavan and Lafayette. We've been there for, you know, 45 years. I think the best thing is to buy a car 1 or 2 years old. It's kind of the sweet spot. The depreciation's out of it, and I'm finding that those cars, when they come back to me, if they want it, when they trade them in, they're close to worth what they paid from me a year ago or 2 years ago, versus if you buy a brand-new car, you know, it really gets depreciated fast and hard.
Let somebody else deal with the depreciation.
Exactly.
You buy it during the sweet spot.
Right. Yep. You buy it, you can enjoy the car for a couple, 3 years, and you want to trade out of it, you're not going to get really hammered. You maybe lose $1,000, $2,000. It's not like losing $10,000 or $15,000.
Great point. And that, again, is at 1379 Niagara Street, the Pecoraro family, four generations strong and moving forward in downtown Buffalo. As this city is reviving itself, it's great to support local businesses like Riverfront Auto Sale. Give them a call, 886-1626. Marty Pecoraro, great to see you. Looking forward to seeing you down the road. Thanks so much.
Brenda. Thank you.
Coming up next, one of my former colleagues from the Empire Sports Network, Bob Trimble, back in the house. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you a home brewer, or do you want to learn about home brewing? Tune in at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1520 for Just Brew It. Just Brew It, hosted by Jeremy White and Bert Deister from Niagara Tradition Homebrew. Tune in Saturdays at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1520 for Just Brew It.
Western New York's summer tradition returns. Alternative Buffalo's Kerfuffle, presented by Ride, Buffalo's new ride-sharing app. Saturday, June 16th at Canalside, featuring live performances from AWOL Nation, Matt and Kim,
We Don't Wanna Go,
Manchester Orchestra, Family of the Year, Robert DeLong, Marian Hill, and Taking Back Sunday.
I just wanna break you down.
Tickets are on sale now at alternativebuffalo.com.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you dissatisfied with your current job? Looking to start a new career? Go to transitown.com and click jobs. Do you want to get back into the workforce? Do you need flexibility? Go to transitown.com and click jobs. Transitown Automotive Group has your opportunity waiting. We're currently hiring for positions within our fast-growing automotive family. Service and collision, sales and leasing, lot attendant and detail, customer service, administrative, and more. If you want to work for a company that values you and the work you do, go to transitown.com and click jobs. Transitown offers competitive wages and benefits like medical, dental, and 401k retirement plan with company contribution. We want to make sure your life is covered so you can grow within the Transitown family. Dissatisfied with your current job? Come work for a company with over 50 years of history in Western New York. Transitown Automotive Group has your opportunity waiting. Go to transitown.com and click jobs. We look forward to talking to you.
Trust Transitown.
Transitown is an equal opportunity employer.
It is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Teddy Roosevelt recited this in Paris in 1910. We think Teddy would have liked Pachillo's fitness gear.
If you have news about the latest happenings around the Buffalo Niagara region, contact Brenda during the week at 843-0651. That's 843-0651.
And welcome back to Slice of Life on this Mother's Day. And hey, if your mom is a sports fan, do I have a deal for you? We're going to talk to the author of Press Pass, Bob Trimble. And Bob may be a familiar name to folks who have been around the Buffalo area for a long time. He and I had the pleasure of working together at the Empire Sports Network, the long-lamented Empire Sports Network and WNSA. We worked together for quite some time back in the late 90s and into the early 2000s. Bob was an anchor on Fan TV, a reporter, also did the Empire Sports Report, anchoring occasionally, and just a great guy, and I'm privileged to call him a dear friend. Bob is down in the Pittsburgh area, and he wrote a book called Press Pass, and it recounts his many, many interviews over the years with major sports figures throughout the country. And Bob is on our show this Mother's Day morning. Good morning, Bob. Great to talk to you yet again.
Good morning, Brent. It's really great to talk to you again. It's a pleasure. We had great times together working at Empire.
We certainly did, and I'm so happy that we've maintained our friendship, even though we're a few miles apart. But thanks to social media and the way the world is nowadays, our paths cross every now and then. And in fact, you were in Buffalo yesterday, the 12th, over at 716 Food and Sport. Tell us what was going on yesterday with your press pass book.
Well, we had set it up to promote the book and also to do a little bit of charity, but it is certainly to help out the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association. Press Pass, as you said, was designed. It was really over the years, my years at Empire and also stations in Michigan, primarily Detroit, talking about my impressions of those particular individuals, whether it was Jim Kelly of the Bills, Muhammad Ali, even Vic Carucci, our old guest that was on with us on Empire and, of course, of the Buffalo News. The idea was my impressions of them, and it was focusing on them, and I think the people get a kick out of it because it's taking them inside things that maybe they didn't know and realize these guys are all human, you know, and that's what made me feel great. At the time, I wasn't thinking about it consciously, but I had always had photos taken. Either my wife was with me or a cameraman or whatever with the particular individuals, and so that made it kind of neat too, because the book is 219 pages long, but it has about 50 pictures of the different athletes, and whether we're in spring training or in the, you know, Stanley Cup Finals or whatever it might be. And it worked really well, and the folks seemed to like it. And yesterday we had four members of the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association, Jeff Nixon, Marlo Perry, Ed Rakowski, and Booker Edgerton. And I was donating $5 of every of the books sold to the Alumni Association. So it was a great partnership and just really fun to see some friends back in town.
So great of you to come back to Buffalo and do this, Bob. I think once people come to Buffalo and spend any length of time here, there's a certain charm that's captured by the city, and people end up sometimes laying long roots here. And even though you're down in the Pittsburgh area, do you think often of your time in Buffalo and in the Western New York region?
Well, absolutely I do. And like you said, I think that's one of the things that brings me back too, is when you think of a lot of the individuals that we interviewed over the years, especially in the National Hockey League, I found people like Scotty Bowman, who's in the book, or John Muckler, or a lot of these other folks, they make Buffalo, Marcel Dion, they make their home in Buffalo, even though they're not originally from there at all. And it goes to show the kind of community it is. And seeing what's happened down there in the harbor and the waterfront is just magnificent. All the things that we had hoped we'd be able to do when we were at Empire those years ago, and now it's come to fruition. So it's not an empty parking lot down there now. It's really terrific.
And isn't it great, Bob, to have a place like 716 to settle in? You can, you know, sit back and watch whatever game or sporting event you want, see people.
And the room in there is amazing.
Yes, it is. And
I mean, even when it's filled, there's room to move, and I can't believe the size of the screen in there. And my favorite part is the bar. If you've never been in there, it's lit from underneath, and it's
right,
made to look like ice, and you can see the skate marks in. I thought that was a great, great idea.
Really clever, too. The attention to detail is key. And speaking of attention to detail, when you and I worked together, I was a producer at Fan TV, and you were one of my main anchors and just a pleasure to work with. Your attention to detail was something that always stood out. You were always a very colorful and capable writer, and took a lot of pride in your on-air presentation. When you did the book, Bob, how different was that from, say, a TV or radio broadcast career, when you speak differently with TV and radio versus speaking differently authoring a book? What was the major difference for you in that regard?
Well, you know, again, I appreciate the kind words, Brenda. You're right. When you're under a deadline and you're putting a show together, it's a little different. You're seeing the who, what, where, why right there. When you have a book, at least like this, and I had time to do this due to some physical issues, I basically just, you know, set up an outline and set it aside and then just started jotting down notes. I had the pictures, ironically, the way I did it. I, on my pool table, I set out the pictures, and then I would recant when I did that interview, what we were talking about, what we were doing. It's amazing how much I did remember. Now, some of it I also have from video and television interviews that I got specific comments. The radio one that I did with Howard Cosell early in the book when we were out in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas in 1979, if you can believe it. That's what I needed for that. But it just, when you have a book, you're allowed to expound. You can go into more detail. You know, as you know, even with Fan TV, where we had so much more time than the traditional 5-minute sportscast, we still had some some limitations. And the book, I mean, you're only limiting yourself. I mean, I knew I couldn't go very long like a novel, but it really just gave me the freedom at my pace. I wasn't under any deadline. I could write a little bit. My wife, Kim, used to kid me. She said, you'd go downstairs on Friday night or Saturday morning, and you'd come up for air Sunday night. You know, it's like you just get on a roll. You know, things
right.
started flowing. And thank goodness we have the computer that can get that all in and then save it, because my writing is poor, and I don't want to have to transcribe it. This was just typing it as it went and then cleaned it up. And it really was a lot of fun. I get so many people, and I'll say, well, when's the next one coming out? I said, one and done.
One and done, really? Well, I was hoping there might be a sequel to this. You know, it's funny how you say about the time frames, because I remember picking up the book. You so kindly autographed a book for me. And one night at home, I had some time on my hands. I'm going to pick up Bob's book and check it out. Well, I ended up reading the whole thing, because one story would lead to another, and then there was another. And you not only recounted your experience with these high-profile athletes, but there was a glimpse into the human part of those athletes as well. And it really caught me, Bob. And I would say, okay, I'm just going to read one more. Well, you know, an hour later, I had finished the book, and it was so well done. And of course, obviously, I was most interested in the Buffalo folks. You know, you talked about Jim Kelly, both the quarterback and the writer, for that matter, and so many of the Sabres, as you said. Is there one particular Buffalo interview that stands out? Would it be maybe Jim Kelly because of his health issues of late?
Well, I think a lot of that, and plus the fact that, as you know, I take great pride in being from the Pittsburgh area, which is where we call it the cradle of quarterbacks. It's where Jim and Marino and Montana and Namath and George Blanda and Johnny Unitas, all these folks originated from down here. And so I would say Jim, because we got to do so much stuff with him before he got sick. He obviously got sick after I had left town. But he and his family were so very gracious. And you know that you and I had worked, as did Empire, very much so, with the Hunter's Hope campaign, and we would do live telecasts from that. The ironic thing on that, many people may not realize, is both Hunter and Jim were both born on Valentine's Day.
Right.
And so they shared that. And one of the points I make in the book, too, is Hunter had Krebs disease, was not expected to live past 2 or 3, and he lived to the age of 8 and got to be there in Canton to watch his daddy get enshrined in the Hall of Fame. And that was to me a very, very touching moment, and it meant a lot. And I also had many chances to visit the Kellys at their home when Connor was still alive. So they're very warm people. Jill's just done a great job, you know, promoting the prize, I guess, you know, promoting Jim. And then, of course, Kelly Strong, since he has had the cancer and it's come back, and they're working to get rid of it for him. I mean, I say prayers all the time for him, because he's a wonderful human being. And you think about all the hits and the physical toll that the game of the NFL took on him, and he managed to get back up. And so if he was going to do that, can't you say the same thing to cancer? You may be here ready to kick my butt, but I'm going to fight back.
No doubt about it, Bob. That personifies him. And I think some of the new regime at the Bills, too. I have to ask your take. You know, a lot of controversy here about the Bills selecting Josh Allen. Many people thought with Josh Rosen still on the board that they would take him. What's your view on him and also Tremaine Edmonds?
Well, I really like Josh Allen, and I like it because of the size. He's, to me, he's a lot like our quarterback down here in Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger, and also the kid that they drafted this year, several rounds later, Mason Rudolph, who out of Oklahoma State. Big, strong, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 230, 40-pound guy that can throw the ball. And let's face it, when you're in a Buffalo winter, the winds that howl down there in Orchard Park are like none you've ever been around, and you want a gun for an arm. I like Josh Rosen a lot, and I wish him very well, but he doesn't impress me as somebody that could handle the elements as well.
And you know, the other thing, too, I'm sorry, Bob. I was just going to say the other thing, too, about Rosen is that he suffered a couple of concussions in college, and that concerns me coming into the pros.
It sure does. And, I mean, it's an issue without question. And you have to watch out for that. And I think that's more of an issue than any knee or shoulder injury. You know, you want these guys to be as healthy as they can be and recognize when there's an issue and get them out of there. You know, they've got some new rules in the NFL and all around protocols for it, which is, I think, great. But to me, a better fit is Josh Allen there in Buffalo for sure.
What did you think?
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, well, and his brother, you know, was drafted down here in Pittsburgh in the first round as well, and it's going to be interesting to see how he pans out there as well. Got a lot of talent, very quick, and I think he's a fast learner too. So I think Buffalo did very, very well myself. And I want to give props to a young man from my area as well. Once the draft is over, and you know this, that there's so many college players that have the ability, but there's simply just not enough roster spots. And so a lot of players somehow sneak in through free agency. And we have a kid from my high school down here in Pittsburgh that went to Alabama, won two national championships under Nick Saban, didn't play a lot because of a shoulder injury, but he is fast and he is strong. His name is Robert Foster. We call him D-Rob. And he was up over the weekend at the rookie camp. And you watch out for him. I think he could be a tremendous asset as a kicker punt returner as well as a receiver. And I think he's one of those ones you'd call a diamond in the rough. You didn't see a lot of him, but when you see him, and he made a great impression at the combine in Indy, I think fans, if he can make that roster, will be very pleased with him.
Good to know. It's always fun to look for those sleepers too, Bob. Listen, I know our time is up. I'm so happy that you're able to come back to Buffalo and enjoy some of the amenities of Western New York. And the charitable work, I think, is so kind and gracious of you to remember to keep the Bills Alumni Association in your wheelhouse, Bob. Look for Press Pass. You can't. I love the cover, by the way. And by the way, I'm honored to be in the book, too.
Yeah, we mentioned you when we're talking about Vic Carucci because Vic, that was the whole idea. You know, Vic has got all these subjects, but we want to talk about him. And then Brenda takes care of getting all the tape ready for us and kept us in line. So she was our commander, but she was also gracious as well. It feels like yesterday we were doing
it. Doesn't it, though? I know.
I hear your voice.
And I love how in the book, you know, the cover is so striking because you've got just a whole array of your media passes from your very illustrious career, not only locally here in Western New York, but in Michigan. I know you've worked in other markets as well. And Bob, such a pleasure to have you on. Last question, how do people find your book, Press Pass?
Well, there's several ways. Of course, anybody that's living down in my area here, they can contact me either personally on the phone or through email. The book, though, from a national perspective, is available on both Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble's book sites, and I think even a few other ones out there. So you're able to pick it up. And, of course, if you know, it's in person or whatnot, I mean, I'm happy to sign the book. I don't want to devalue it, of course. But I love to do that because I think I remember myself, you know, meeting folks and hoping that they would be nice in person. And I would like to believe that, you know, what you see or read in the book and the way I am in person is the same. I enjoy meeting people and talking to them. And I was blessed to have a good career. You know, it was cut short, I guess I want to say, due to some physical limitations, but I got to do what I always wanted to do. And I think that's another thing that shines through there, that you could tell that I did love doing it. Some people just have the job and they don't like it. I loved mine.
There's no question about it. One of the good guys, one of the best guys I ever worked with, Bob Trimble, author of Press Pass. Bob, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Great seeing you, Brenda. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That'll put a wrap on this edition of Slice of Life. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life Sunday at 10:30 on ESPN 1520.